Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now, another 98PXY update from the 13 Wham News Pirate Toy Fund Toy Drive.
It is day three of the Pirate Toy Fund Toy Drive, and on with us right now, Rebecca LeClaire out at Grease Ridge Mall. Rebecca, how are you?
Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, guys. Hey, since we're on radio, is it okay if I take my mask off to talk to you?
I think we'll be safe.
Should be good.
It is important to point out that, yes, they're taking all the proper safety precautions, all masked up. You guys are going to actually putting the toys into isolation for a little bit that are donated.
That's great.
Yeah, they have to go into quarantine, too. So anything that's donated is going to be safe when we give them out to program partners. And, of course, we're going to be giving out these toys all year round, not just during the holiday season. So we're going to be good, and everything's going to be protected. Don't worry.
All right. So exactly where in Grease Ridge Mall are you guys? Because today is also a very special day. Today is the Toys on Patrol Day, Rebecca.
Yeah, we're right in front of Macy's. This Macy's is still open, and it's right next to the customer service where you would go get things wrapped, if you know where that is. It's kind of a big area. You really can't miss us. Near Old Navy and Foot Locker. So we're right there. And actually, the toy box is full right now. We're going to have to empty it.
Oh, good.
So that's
excellent.
Good news. But you know what? This is day three. And normally, we would have emptied that toy box a couple times. This
okay.
is the first time we're going to have to empty it. So that just shows to you that, you know, donations are down. But overall, we're over 3,300.
Okay.
But normally, in a normal year, we'd be double that by
yeah.
now.
Well, so certainly a lot of the issue is that a lot of people aren't going out as they would normally.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there was already a 12,000 toy deficit just from the beginning because of these wonderful businesses that normally do donate. It's tough this year.
Mm-hmm. Struggling.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really sad, but we know that the mission is right. And we need to support it. And that's why on Toys on Patrol Day, you know that some of these toys are going to end up in the back seats and the trunks of police cruisers. We give out to all the agencies throughout Monroe County bagged up toys and games so that officers, when they go to, like, say, a domestic violence incident at somebody's house and there's a kid involved, they might have to take away the parent. But they'll give a toy to the child that's in distress. So we love that idea. And Otto Harnischfeger, you know, he did 33 years in the Rochester Police Department. Can you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
awesome.
He's got a lot of connections. We had Chief Alan Laird from Irondequoit here, Chief Jim Van Brederode from Gates, and Sheriff Factor have all been here this morning supporting the cause. So that's great.
Absolutely.
Amazing.
So again, while the in-person donations are down, doing something new this year, Breeze, do you want to touch on the virtual toy store?
Rebecca, this is a game changer. So there's a new little aspect this year that's going to make things so much easier for people who might not feel comfortable, you know, visiting you guys out at Grease Ridge or all your other fabulous locations. But there is still a way to get them involved.
That's right. And it's, you know, just with a click, you know, go to your phone, go to your PC, whatever you want to do, and go to ptftoystore.com. And then you can just give virtually. You'll see the donations right there. You can kind of pick the amount that you want to give. And you know what? This is going to be great because we will be able to use those donations to carry us through the rest of the year and into 2021.
Amazing.
Absolutely. Rebecca LeClaire from the Pirate Toy Fund, Pirate Toy Fund Toy Drive, going on this week in day three out at Grease Ridge Mall right now. How long are you guys going to hang out there for?
Well, we're going to be here throughout the day, but I just want to tell you real quick, wouldn't it be great if we could get 20,000 actual toys in all the boxes around town, you know, all the malls, also Strong Museum?
Yes.
And get $30,000?
Ooh.
Because then we could perhaps buy the toys at a huge discount. That's what we're trying to promote. So anytime you go to those virtual toy stores, you can give an amount that will let us, we'll do the buying for you, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah,
that's a great idea.
Yes, it's a fantastic idea for sure. Rebecca, the Pirate Toy Fund has so many different programs that they're involved in and always coming up with new ideas on how to help people. We were just talking about this new idea. It's a pop-up toy store. If you could expand on that a little bit.
Yeah, and this is just for the folks who have children that are being treated at Golisano Children's Hospital. You know, that's where the Pirate Toy Fund started. We started with one hospital, now we're in all the hospitals and about 70 different agencies around this community that we give toys to. But at the end, right close, like 3 days before Christmas, we're going to set up this pop-up toy store just for the parents who have children being treated at the hospital. They go out to this truck donated by Corrigan Moving Systems, and we'll have filled it up with toys, and they can actually shop in the truck. They take the toys, we wrap them, and then they are all set for Christmas morning for all their kids who might still be at home or the child who is in the hospital. And the kids don't know, but, you know, we've provided these toys, and they think, you know, they've come from Santa or that their parents have given them. And, you know, this is just a great thing. Everything's for free for the parents who have children in the Golisano Children's
that are already going through so much.
Imagine the stresses that they're going through, where I'm sure they would love to be able to get toys for their kids. But if you can't leave the hospital, if you don't have the funds for it, to be honest, medical bills are insane, right? So the Pirate Toy Fund helps in so many incredible ways. And this is just this is a wonderful idea, Rebecca.
So they'll just come down, you know, from the children's hospital room, do their shopping, we take care of it, and we deliver. How about that?
Just another reason to go to ptftoystore.com. Again, for the virtual toy store, can donate there. They'll use that money to buy toys for all the kiddos. So you're, again, out of Grease Ridge Mall today. Toys on Patrol Day tomorrow. Our buddy Michael Schwartz from 13WM News is going to be joining you out at Aquinas, and they have a very special honor for being out there at Aquinas.
Right. Last year, Aquinas Institute was named our cool school because they collected the most toys in a toy drive of all the schools that did that last year for us. Of course, this year, that's not happening. But we wanted to go back there, and we have this mobile toy box on the back of a truck. It's a huge dumpster, but it's brand new, so it has never been used.
It's very clean. Yeah.
Oh, thank goodness. Clean. I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah, they're going to pull up behind the school when it's drop-off time so that the parents and the students can just put their toys right into that mobile toy box. Then after 9 o'clock in the morning, we're going to just park on Dewey Avenue, and anybody can just drive up. We'll have volunteers there. We'll take your bag, your new unwrapped toy.
Let me get out of the car.
We'll put it in. Yeah, you don't even have to get out of the car. We'll put it in the mobile toy box, and then that's going to go drive around and pick up all these bags of toys that we've already contained at the mall. Like today, when we unload this toy box, then that mobile toy box will make the trip around town and load up that dumpster, and we'll be ready and take it back to the warehouse, okay?
Absolutely. Perfect. Love it. All right, and then for the rest of the week, we'll just run down. You guys are going to be at Exceed Financial in Pittsford on Friday, and then the big wrap-up, once again, at Strong Museum, the finale with the Happy
and
Pirates going to be there.
Yeah, the Pirates will be there, but it is going to be a little bit more limited at Strong Museum. They're open. But we decided that the finale is going to be at 1 o'clock on Saturday, just so people have time to plan their day if they want to come and see the Happy Pirates at 1 p.m. because we need to, you know, kind of wrap things up faster this year.
Sure.
Just so everybody stays comfortable, and then you can enjoy the rest of the museum the rest of the day, okay? So that's at 1 o'clock.
going on Facebook Live as well if you do not want to actually go, but you want to experience it and see the big finale there. It's always fun. It was there last year. It is so much fun. And again, such a wonderful and incredible cause. Rebecca, before we let you go, I did want to address something, and I brought it up on the show earlier this morning. Breeze and I talked about it. I mentioned how I was on Fox Rochester yesterday, talked with Matt Malloy about the Pirate Toy Fund, and he led off.
This is classic.
With my introduction, and he said I was the winner of the Pirate Toy Fund Carousel Derby.
And he said it twice. He said
literally
it
false.
Thank you. So I wanted to make it clear, I was not the winner. I did not. I raised money. I did not raise the most money. I don't want to steal that. But I didn't want to correct Matt because I didn't want to make it awkward.
Sure.
Oh,
sure.
You didn't want to make him feel bad. Well, that he was wrong.
Listen, we're on TV. We only had so much time. It's not like the radio where we can just chit chat all we want. No, we only have so much time. I didn't want to rob that and be like, oh, no, Matt, you're wrong, actually.
Rebecca, so I call BS. I call BS. Rebecca,
Breeze. It would be absolute BS for sure if I wasn't bringing it up again today. All right, so I want to put it on the record. I want to make it clear. Adam won, right? Adam was
Adam Snyder. Yeah, and he was there yesterday at the marketplace with us.
Was he shaking his fist? He's like, wait a second,
hold on. Yeah, no, he's cool. But I saw that, Corey, and you didn't even flinch.
Yeah.
Nope. He was like, thank you, sir. I know.
I didn't say thank you. I made an executive decision in the moment, and I did what I had to do, but I did want to set that record straight.
Well, I'll give you this much credit. You were the only one on a little tiny toy horse.
This is true.
In your living room, rocking
That's
back
true.
And forth.
So. I did mention
That's
that.
True. I'll give you credit.
I did mention that. So there we go. All right. Please, anything you could donate would be so incredibly helpful. Pirate Toy Fund Toy Drive happening right now, day 3 at a Grease Ridge Mall, ptftoystore.com. Rebecca.
Thank you so much.
Thanks
Excellent.
So much.
All right. We'll bye, Breezy. Bye, Corey.
We'll
bye.
Chat again soon. Bye-bye.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.